Today's Tanya for the 29th of Teves is in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches. It's on page 46, and the number at the bottom of the page is 76. In the previous chapters, the Alter Rebbe explained how there are two ways in which a person can serve God, do mitzvahs, you know, in a fashion that it constitutes a true service of God, where the mitzvah is animated by love and fear, and thereby can rise and connect with the higher worlds. And these two ways are either by arousing a love and fear in the revealed part of the heart, an actual full-blown emotion of love and fear, similar to a physical emotion. And this comes through an understanding, a complete understanding of the greatness of God. And then those who can't, for whatever reason, achieve that kind of understanding of God that could produce an actual emotion in the revealed part of the heart, are still capable, through contemplation of God's greatness, to arouse, at least in their mind, because their mind is always in their control, they can arouse in their mind a conviction that God ought to be served, and that his soul ought to serve God, and with that conviction he does mitzvahs. So the mitzvah has also at least this secondary kind of love and fear that enables the mitzvah to rise. And that's why it says, Kari ve'lecha adover me'ed, that it is very close to you to serve God, even bilvavcha, even in the heart. Because it's talking about that part of the heart that is necessary for la seisei, for the doing of the mitzvah. Now, the Alter Rebbe takes it a step further. Perek Yud Ches. For additional explanation and clear explanation of milas me'ed shebeposuk ikari ve'lecha adover me'ed, to understand better the word me'ed, which the very, that is used in the verse that says it is very close. Until now we've explained how it is close. What does it mean, very close? Tzorech le'danemono, we need to know with certainty, with confidence, ki af misha daitik tzorech b'yidiyas Hashem, because even the person whose mind is very limited in its knowledge of God, ve'ein le'lev lo'hovim b'gdulas ein sev baruch hu, and his heart doesn't have the capacity to understand the greatness of God, in order to give rise, to give birth from this understanding to a fear and a love of God, not even on the lower level, not even in the mind and in the recesses of the heart alone. In other words, he can't arouse even a conviction of love and fear, even so. Even that person is called a love hadover me'ed. It is very close, even to him. Lishme v'las is called mitzvahs hateira v'talmud teira keneged kulam, to keep and to observe all the mitzvahs of teira, including the mitzvah of studying teira, b'piv u'bilvav mamesh, not only in his mouth, but also literally in his heart. Me'um kodaliba be'emes la'mite, from the depth of the heart, and in absolute truthfulness, in absolute honesty, b'dechilu rechimu, with fear and love. And where does this fear and love come from? Shehi ava misuteres shebelev klolus Yisrael. It comes from that love which is hidden in the heart of every Jew. Shehi Yerushalom me'aviseinu. This is an inheritance from our forefathers. Because Avraham was our father, we inherit from him a love for God that comes to us from birth, through inheritance. And because Yitzchak was our father, we inherit from him the fear. So even though the person doesn't have the seichel, the understanding of God's greatness, to arouse a conviction of love and fear, yet the love and fear exist within this Jew as it exists within every Jew. Only we need to preface this idea and to first explain with a clear explanation the source of this love, the root of this love, and its function, and how we inherit it, and how in this love there is also an element of fear. So it is very close to you to do, means that even if you don't have the capacity to arouse a conviction of love and fear, there is still a love and a fear within every Jew which enables his mitzvah to be not only a dry and lifeless mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a living mitzvah that rises and that has both a body and a soul, because there is a love and a fear in every Jew that animates and that gives life to his mitzvahs. The Ha'inyan's explanation is Ki ha'oveis hein hein ha'merkava. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain what is the nature of the holiness, the godliness of our forefathers, of the patriarchs. The Oveis are described as being the vehicle, the chariot of godliness. A chariot means that which has no will of its own and goes only where its rider takes him. The Alkane, and because this was the nature of the godliness of the Oveis, that's why Zochu Lahamshich Nazan Libneihem Achadeihem Ad Eilom, they merited to bring to their children after them for all time a Nefesh Ruach Neshama Me'eses Viriz Degdusha, from the 10 holy attributes Sheba Arba Eilom Eshabiya, from the 4 worlds Atzilus Bria Yitzira Asiya L'chol Echad V'Echad, to each individual Jew, Kefi Madrigose or Kefi Masov, each person according to his level and according to his deeds. In other words, because the godliness in Avraham, in the patriarchs, was not something they acquired from the outside that was secondary to them, but that's what they were in essence. They were godliness, the embodiment of godliness. Therefore, anyone born from them, of them, will have a nefesh ruach neshama of holiness from one of the 4 worlds, depending on the individual's level. The alkoponim mafilu lekal shebekalam opeshe Yisrael, and at the very least, even the lowest of the low and the most sinful Jew, nimshach bezivugam nefesh de nefesh de malchus da asiya, when they conceive, they bring down to their child a nefesh of the lowest attribute of Malchus, of the lowest world of Asiya, Shimadrega HaTachteine Shebegdushas HaAsiya, which is the lowest level of holiness in the world of Asiya, so that every soul has some aspect of the divine attributes from at least one of the 4 worlds. The Afal Pikein, and although it is the lowest level of holiness of the lowest world, because it is of the divine attributes, hiklula mikulan, it therefore contains within itself, this lowest level of holiness contains within itself all the levels of holiness, because in holiness there's no true separation. Gam mechochma da'asiyo, it contains even chochma of the world of asiyo, shebeteicha, and in the level of chochma of the world, melubeshes chochma de malchus da'atzilus, there is a presence of the chochma as it is in the malchus of atzilus, shebeteicha chochma da'atzilus, in which there is the presence of the chochma of the world of atzilus, shebo, and in the chochma of atzilus, meyir ein seif baruch mamash. There is an actual presence of God Himself. Kidichsiv, as it says, Hashem b'chochma yosad oretz, that God with chochma establishes the earth. So we see that God expresses himself in Chochmah, V'kulam b'chochmah sisa. It also says God made all with Chochmah, V'nimtza. So the result is, ki ein seif baruchu, that God himself is melubash b'bechinas Chochmah shebenefesh ha'adam, yihiyem mi sheyihiyem Yisrael. That in the element of Chochmah, of the soul of every Jew, the nefesh of every Jew, whoever he may be, as low as he may be, there is a presence of God in the Chochmah of his neshama. U'b'chinas ha'chochmah shebo. And this level of Chochmah, which is in the neshama, im eidin sev baruch hu ha'melubish bo, with the godliness that is clothed within that Chochmah, mispashet es b'chol b'chinas ha'nefesh kula, does not remain isolated in the Chochmah of the Nefesh, but it spreads to all the aspects of the Nefesh, v'hachayesa, to give it life, mibechinas reisha ad bechinas ragla, from that which is the head of the soul, the highest part of the soul, down to the feet of the soul, kidechsiv hachochmot chaye baleha, as it says, wisdom gives life to its owner, to the one who has it, which means that from the Chochmah there is life that is given to all the other parts of the system of the nefesh. Ulepa'amim, and there are times when mamshichim peishe Yisrael, when the sinful Jew can actually bring down nishames gveyes me'ed, very lofty souls, very high nishames that are born to them. Shehoyu be'imke haklipeis, which were in the depths of the klipa, that for somehow this soul ended up in a very unholy place, and this sinful Jew brings this neshama down and gives birth to it. Kamei shekosher b'sefer Gilgulim, as is written in the Sefer HaGilgulim, where it says that there are certain great neshamas, holy neshamas, that are given to klipa so that klipa can live off that holiness. And to a tzaddik, the klipa will not surrender this neshama, because it knows that the likelihood of this neshama being born to a tzaddik, that the neshama will also grow up to be a tzaddik. And then the klipa will lose this source of energy. But it will at times surrender the neshama to an unholy person, hoping that the neshama will be born and also be unholy, and through its unholy behavior, continue to feed the klipa. But because it is a great neshama, it can overcome the circumstances of its birth and actually return to holiness. In the Hayem Yom for the 29th of Teves, the Rebbe writes, Anan Paula de Yamama Anan, an expression from the Gemara, we are day workers. We work during the day. But it means, day means light. Our work is light, and that is to illuminate, to enlighten the world with the light of Torah. Besides the necessity of maintaining ourselves in holiness, with God's help, being what we ought to be, our whole Aveda is to have the schus to develop students, Talmidim, who are firmly based, devoted with heart and mind, to the inner Kavana, the intention and purpose of our existence. And our students must know that it is not enough to study the revealed Torah and to cherish the holy by observing mitzvahs. There also has to be a Veda Shebelev in between the study of Torah and the act of Torah. There has to be the heart, the service of the heart, the davening that connects them.